One day my old friend Dave called me and I told him, I said, Dave, I've written the perfect song about the hippie generation. He said, man, there ain't no perfect song about the hippie generation. He said, man, if you're going to write a song about the hippie generation, you got to say something about Woodstock, Vietnam War, Haight-Ashbury, you know, love, peace, music, President Nixon. I said, man, it's all there. And he didn't believe me. So here it is. This song is called Sunbeam. Sunbeam had long blonde hair. Her eyes were green and her skin was fair. Sunbeam turned 17 when the lights turned green. The Sunbeam ran with a band of hippies, degenerates and mendicants. Oh, at least that's what her parents would chant when she came home, eyes glazed from getting stoned. Sunbeam wore a hand-me-down ankle-length skirt made out of gingham plaid. Said it didn't look so bad, but oversized tie-dyed shirt and the sandals on her feet just to walk the earth. A peace sign on a leather chain around her neck just to ease the pain inflicted by the anguish cry. Sunbeam's time. It was early on in 1965. Sunbeam, you know, she felt so very much alive. One night, all that changed her point of view. But her brother was a Green Beret, expected home for a holiday. Instead he came home in a body bag. Oh man, it was such a drag. But she remembered how her mother cried and how her father never criticized as he buried her son with pride. Something died down deep inside. Sunbeam left that spring of 65. Told her folks, you know, she would survive the tyranny of humanity's crime. Oh, God would help her find. Her way out on the road with David, Danny, and Barbara, and Joe. They decided that they would go be there at the Woodstock Music and Art Fair. 3 days of peace, music, and love up in the air. They paved the way across the land, doing road shows, stopping in taverns and putting on improv shows. What about? Nobody knows or even seem to care. Well, they met a lot of good folk up there. Nobody putting on any pretentious airs. Otto Guthrie, Janis were there. And Jimmy, you know, he played some Hendrix tunes. But it couldn't end too soon. In a country, you know, filled with gloom, a release valve on an open wound. They made their way up to Kent State. Oh, they took part in the great debate about the nation's fate just a little too late. As the politicians learned to their demise, that the citizens, you know, they will despise if you try to delegate a point of view on me, on me, on me and you. sunbeam out on the road. Wove leather chains with knots of gold. Drew a line every now and then when times was looking thin. They made their way, that merry band, out across freedom's land to testify to a better plan. A better way to run this land, not in the ground, don't you see? Sunbeam hit the California coast. Living with their brother's ghost. They uncorked a bottle of wine to toast. 3 years out on the road. But Hate Ashbury almost did her in. As she learned about free love, needles and gin. They almost had to call her next to kin. Oh, Sunbeam was looking thin. But Sunbeam, you know, she would inspire. They're very bad at gypsies to find a hire, calling for them. Her spirit was lifted by the wind, she was her friend. Well, David, you know, he became a civil rights lawyer. And Danny pointed and painted art to decorate the foyer of a Victorian house that bought some cash. Out of Joan Barber's profits selling hash. Well, the 10 extra rooms, you know, they had to spare. They turned into a sanctuary extraordinaire for the abused and runaway teens right at home. The ones that didn't need to be alone. Sunbeam drew on experience. You know, she didn't get delirious. If one of them kids on a desperate night set up and smoked a pipe, she only tried to steal the fright. They might have caused flight, but she let them know that they had a home. And oh man, they'd never be alone. Barbara's books about the war, it shed a new light on the political score. It seemed the truth was at the core of Mr. Nixon's war. Well, Joe helped Sunbeam run the home. High-dyed t-shirts and state half-stone. But knew that he never had to be alone, even if he was stoned. But 30 years later, after the big quest for freedom, search, and happiness, Sunbeam smiles all the while, happy with her. Band of hippies, degenerates, and mendicants. Oh, there's even talk about a Nobel Peace Prize for the one that helps keep the children alive. Oh, Sunbeam smiles. Sunbeam had long blonde hair. Her eyes were green and her skin was fair. Sunbeam turned 17 when the lights turned green.